I like, I am the pure white light of love. I like the phrase, I am the pure white light of love. What a powerful, wonderful, dynamic, glorious phrase that is, and how I dearly love it. Every morning, as I begin my meditation walk, I started out with, I am the pure white light of love. I surround me with my pure white light of love. I surround each of my family, each of my friends, each of those whom I love. I surround all of my pets. I surround the property. I surround my world. I surround all with my pure white light of love. And how great that is. How absolutely wonderful. I feel so ticklish. I feel so good. I feel so as though I'm doing everything right. Now, we like to say, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order, that is good. We like to say, I am divine. We like to say simplistic phrases like that, and that's real good. But I'm a lover, and I fall in love with everything I am related to. Whether it is on property, or whether it's a world, or people, or pets, or whatever it is, I fall in love with them. And I tell them in no uncertain terms how much I love them. And I feel the vibrations returning, echoing back that I sent to them. And it says, yes, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're happy to be loved and we love you too. And it's not a matter of we love you too. That comes, that's true. But it's a matter of that they delight in being loved. You delight in being loved. Everyone delights in being loved. I like this. I am the pure white light of love. And with that pure white light of love that I am, I make my world into a light of love. And I surround my family, I surround my friends, I surround my pets, I surround the university, I surround the organization, I surround the people everywhere. I surround them all. And I feel so good about surrounding them all. I feel so good about including everything in my world. Now, it's true. I take a few minutes. In fact, I take a half an hour, maybe longer, as I walk the morning meditation path, and I shout out these wonderful phrases, and I say them to my heart. I say them to the world, and the sky bursts forth with light of the morning. Maybe a light breeze is blowing. Who knows? Maybe clouds are wisping across the sky. But all the world is saying, I like that too. I am the pure white light of love. The clouds are saying that to me. The sky is saying, I am the pure white light of love. The world is saying to me, I am the pure white light of love. Everything is saying to me, I am the pure white light of love, because that's what everything is. Everything is the pure white light of love. And because everything is the pure white light of love, all of my world is glorious and good. All of my world is fantastic and uplifted. Oh, yes. I take Rex. I took him to the groomer yesterday. And he got groomed, and he is so fuzzy. He is so gentle, like my cat, like Jeannie. Jeannie, you touch Jeannie, and it feels like you're touching feathers. Well, when you're touching Rex now, you feel like you're touching feathers. And I put my arms around Rex, and I say, you are so wonderful. He always was. He always was. But he was even more wonderful with his new coat appearance, with his groomed coat. And he's so beautiful. I just snuggle him and hold him, and I say, Rex, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. And he looks up at me and says, hey, I like this attitude now. And so we're walking along, and he'll come from behind between my legs, and then he'll stop. And he'll say, okay, now give me another hug. He says, I like this kind of hug. And so then I reach down and I hug him and snuggle him and rub his chest and his legs and his forehead. And he just looks up and says, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And then I say, come on now, we're taking a walk. And so we walk along another couple of steps, and then he's back there again, wanting another hug. And he's wanting another hug. You're saying, well, he's just manipulating you. He's just, as far as I'm concerned, he is my pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. And together we make the pure white light of love. And he is wonderful. You say, well, you're going to be sorry. You get him in the habit of doing it. I'm not getting him in the habit of doing anything. The moment I say enough, that's enough. I'm not saying you're mean or I'm terrible or whatever for not letting you keep on with your loving. I just say, hey, I'm doing it. I went to the vet, and the vet said, oh my, he is a healthy dog. He's got a few extra pounds. And I suggest that you feed him 1/3 less food. And I suggest that you take a handful of his hard food and put it in your pocket and use that as a treat instead of the jerky as a treat, because all these other things just keep adding to his body, and it makes it less comfortable for him to be so light and joyful that he can run around. And I want to give, I want to give, I want to give. And so here's my dog, and I'm told, not to give so much, not to give so much. It's not for his benefit to give it. It's not going to make him happy. It's not going to be good. And I stop arguing with myself. And I say, okay, Rex, I love you. He knows I love him. Rex, I'm giving you 1/3 of your diet less. And so you're having 2/3 every day. So I did that a while ago. I used to give him 3 cups of food a day, one at breakfast, lunch, and supper. And then I cut out the lunch because I was giving him too much. And I gave him too many table scraps. And because I gave him too many table scraps and I give him foods that are building up blubber on his body, I have to stop. Now, do I love my dog? Fine. Do I have to show it with food? No. When he comes in between my legs, and sometimes he comes in the front, and I'm walking along, and he's running up ahead, and he turns around abruptly and comes right between my legs, almost tripping me, and say, hey, a hug, a hug, a hug. You know, I like my rear end hug, too, you know, and give me a good rub down. Okay, I love it, but I want to get on my walk here. And he says, what's the walk all about except to be loved? What's the walk all about except to be having fun? And I'm having fun with you, and you're having fun with me. And you let me do all sorts of good things. And yes, I know that dog trainer said that you should have me do my duty and drain before I take a walk. And then as I take a walk, I just neatly always stay by your side, neatly always do these things. Well, for me, that's good too. But I like the sharing, and I like the caring, and I like the loving, and I like the idea that you want to come in and have some more snuggles, and you want to do this. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm taking a walk with you for. I'm taking a walk with you not to be your master. I am your master, it's true, but not to be your dictator or not. Well, hey, never think of training a dog and disciplining a dog as being a dictator. Never think of that when you're training a child or you're training anyone in your world to realize you only speak loving things. You only act in a loving way. You only conduct yourself in the pure white light of love. Only, only, only. And I guess that's why I love to say it so. I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. And I say that to Rex. And I say that to all of my family. And I say that to all of our pets. I say that to all of our property. I say that to everything in my world. And everything in my world is my pure white light of love. Because it's how I see it from within me, that light in me, that beautiful pure white light of love in me, that unconditional love in me. I see all the world with that unconditional love, with that pure light, with that purity in me. And it is good and very good. And you know, Rex reminds me to think in that way. Rex reminds me to always know that I am the pure white light of love, and it is good, and it is very good, because that's all that matters. That's all that ever will matter, and that's who I am. I am the pure white light of love, and I use it always, because that's who I am, that's what I am, and that's all that I am. Join me in this attitude of being the pure white light of love, and know that as you join me with this attitude of being the pure white light of love, together we are divine in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.